What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson, and I'm excited that you're here today on the Marketing Secrets Show. So thanks for hanging out. Today, I'm going to talk about probably the most simple funnel business model of all time.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets. How do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everybody. So I hope you guys are all doing great. Like there's so much chaos happening in my world right now between the rewriting the Expert Secrets book and the .com Secrets book and the launch of the Traffic Secrets book with Funnel Hacking Live Tickets. Plus today we launched the Marketing Secrets Show. Plus my kids are in wrestling and a bunch of other, like, it's just, it's chaos and it's fun and it's exciting. And like, someday I know I'm gonna look back on like this time of life and be like, remember that when all that was happening? sometimes though it feels like a lot, but it's cool. And, last night was kind of fun. I was at my kids' wrestling tournament. And I was talking to Toby Brockner, who's he's a ClickFunnels funnel hacker dude who's awesome. He's also a wrestling dad, and he comes in and films my kids, which is really cool. And we were talking about just business and business models and things like that. And as I was sitting there talking to him, I can't remember what we were talking about exactly, but I remember thinking about this and then telling him, I was like, man, if I was to start over today, right now, like, what would my business model look like? And as much as I've loved this journey of building ClickFunnels, it's been so much fun and it's so fulfilling and so many, you know, so much amazingness has come from it. Like, if or when I was to start over again, like, I would make things so much more simple. So I want to, you know, people always ask me all the time, like, if you were to start over from scratch, what would you do right now? And maybe it's just because I'm in a season in my life that's so hectic, so busy, that I'm just like, I want simplicity. But if I could step back and be like, what would be the business model I would do today if I was starting today? It would be really simple. In fact, the person who I would probably model the most is Ben Settle. Some of you guys have heard me talk about Ben Settle before, talk about him a little bit in the .com Secrets book and things like that. But his business model is so simple. He has a squeeze page, okay, where he drives traffic to. And it's just basically, it's like, hey, give me your email address. I'm going to email you every day and share with you stuff, right? And that's what he does. And he drives I don't think he drives that much traffic. I think he does a few things here and there. I think a lot of his leads come from me because I talk about him a lot. But he's not like a hardcore buying a bunch of ads, all sorts of stuff. He does podcast interviews and he's doing things, but he's definitely not like me, who's out there like obsessing over traffic and sales, all this kind of, you know, he's doing his thing and he builds a list and then he emails his list every single day. And he always tells a story. This is where the whole concept of Seinfeld emails came from in the .com Secrets book. He writes an email each day about what's happening in his life and somehow ties it back to his product. And he's got one product for sale. His one product is a $97 a month newsletter. And that's it. And so once a month, he writes a newsletter, a print newsletter, then he prints and he ships out to his customers. He sells it for $97 a month. And then 30 days a month, one day, you know, every month, he writes an email and sends it to his list. And that's his business model. I get, 15 minutes a day to write an email, and then maybe a couple hours each month to write a newsletter, and that's it. And the rest of the time, he sits there and he writes zombie novels and stuff like that. Like, that's what he does because it sounds like fun to him, apparently. He writes zombie books and stuff like that. But, like, that's the business model. And I've been watching him do it consistently now for probably 7 or 8 years. And he just sends an email every day. He never misses a day. Very consistent, very consistent. Writes an email, sends it out. And the emails aren't super complicated. They're telling cool stories or different, you know, that's why we call them Seinfeld emails. If you watch the show Seinfeld, they're about like the random thing at the time and that's happening in his life and how it ties back to his email newsletter. And in fact, if you go to bensettle.com, let me do it right now to make sure it's still there. But he's got a blog where he then posts his emails as blog posts. So you can literally go back and look at the last, 10 years of him doing this. You can go read every email. So you can get an idea, like, what do the emails look like? Like, well, there they are. Yeah, if you go to bensettle.com, settle.com, and click on No Thanks, it then takes you to his blog. And yeah, every blog post is in here. So there you go. Like, they're all in here. They each tell a story and they tie back to his $97 newsletter. Tells a story, back newsletter. Like, that's it. And like the blog, again, if you go to the blog, there's literally however many years, a decade worth of these. He consistently, he doesn't he rarely, if ever, misses a day and just writes an email, sends it out, promotes his one thing. And you know, I think sometimes, especially for me, like I'm so passionate about the art of this, you know, the funnels, the funnel structure and all that kind of thing. So because of that, I create a lot of funnels and stuff like that. And it's like, man, but if I was to step back and say, look, I really want to design my business around me, around my lifestyle, like I would look at Ben's model super close. I have a squeeze page. I would drive leads to get people to opt in. I'd email list every single day, and I'd sell my one product. I would just consistently make that product awesome. And it would be a print newsletter or something. Maybe it's membership site or whatever, but it's just always pushing people to the same thing. And you think about it, like the math on that, let's say it's $100, right? You get 100 people in there. That's 10 grand, is that right? 10 grand a month. You get 500 people in there. That's, is that right? 50 grand a month? 5,000. Yeah, 50 grand a month. You get 1,000 people in there at $100 fees, 100 grand a month. Like, if you just consistently did that, consistently focus on that, it's not going to happen overnight. But within a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you could have that. And you look at your business at the time, it's like, man, I make 100 grand a month and I send out an email a day. It's 15 minutes a day of my time. And then once a month, I write a newsletter. So I'm just putting it out there for you guys to think about different business models. And, you know, you don't always have to try to build a huge company. And for some of you guys, that's the goal. I get that. I support that. We teach that. We train on that. But for some of you guys, it's like, I'm looking for something that can be consistent. It's like, hey, what can you be the best in the world at? Create a print newsletter or a membership site or something around that thing that's monthly. Have a squeeze page. Have an email a day. Always pushing people back and focus continually on your message, the same message over and over and over and over and over again. So hope it helps. I think for somebody out there who is getting overwhelmed by like, oh, there's all these funnels, all these things, like I need a simpler business model. There's a simpler business model I want to share with you guys today. So that's it. Thank you guys so much for everything. And next week we start, I recorded the Marketing Secrets live show on Facebook this week, and we're going to start sharing some of the podcast episodes that come from that show. So you guys can get some live stuff happening tomorrow, which will be a lot of fun. So with that said, thanks so much for everything, you guys. Appreciate you for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Bye, everybody. On the next episode of the Marketing Secret Show, we're going to be answering a question from the community. Somebody asked, Russell, how in the world do you remain humble after growing a company this big? And so I'm going to talk about how to make sure that your head doesn't get too big, and if it does, how to shrink it back down. You can hear that and a whole bunch more on the next episode of the Marketing Secret Show.